live his truth.
You write that you endured years of misery.
Well, when you keep telling yourself a lie, at some point, you buy your own cover story, like a CIA spy or something.
Did you think you might grow up, continue to play, grow old, get married, have a family, and never come out?
I knew that I tried everything in the book as far as trying to convince myself, to lead, the life that you should.
You were engaged to a woman at one
point.
Yes,
and calling off the wedding was obviously a tough, tough decision, but it was the right one because I knew I wasn't getting married for the right reasons.
You first came out to your aunt?
She was a first family member. I have a special relationship with my aunt. I love my parents and my brother and everyone else in my family, but there's just something about the way that I get along and just relate.
And she said she always knew you were gay.
Yeah.
Known for years.
Yes, and she had her suspicions about me, but she was extremely supportive. And yeah, she's a judge in San Francisco, so I guess she's good at reading people.
Your brother Jan, your twin brother.
Twin brother. I'm 8 minutes older. Yeah.
He didn't know.
No.
How is that possible?
I am really good at playing it straight. maybe he needs to hang out with my aunt a little more, get a discerning eye like she has. But he's been incredibly supportive to the point where he's almost like, I always had that big brother role. I was the center.
Well, it's 8 minutes after all.
Yeah, 8 minutes is an eternity. But I've always had that role on the team of being sort of, the quote unquote enforcer, and I sort of, was protective of my little brother, who happens to be close to 7 feet. And, now he's sort of taken on that role of being, protecting me.
It's interesting, you write about how age of 12, first time you're allowed to listen to rap, hip hop.
Yeah.
And that's when you really felt the difference from your brother. You didn't get his attraction to women.
Well, I think, all kids around that age, around puberty, you start noticing things. And, there's a difference, obviously, between us.
What are you expecting from your teammates, your competitors, when you step back on the court?
From my teammates, I'm expecting support, because that's what I would do for my teammates. A team is like a family, and the NBA is like a brotherhood. And I'm looking at it that we're all, support each other on and off the court.
You hoping other players follow your example now?
I hope that every player makes a decision that leads to their own happiness, whatever happiness that is in life. I know that I, right now, am the happiest that I've ever been in my life.
Jason adds that.